naše, da prihvatimo riječi.
Open our hearts, O Lord, to receive the words that give life.
Alleluia.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your purse in front of pigs, or they may trample them and then turn on you and tear you to pieces. So always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the meaning of the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious, and many take it, but it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it." The Gospel of the Lord. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Dear brothers and sisters, dear parishioners, all of you listening to Radio Mir Medjugorje, yesterday we celebrated in such a solemn way the 37th anniversary of Our Lady's presence and God's grace here in this place through Mary's presence, through her apparitions. 37 years ago, on this day today, I was 15 years old, and together with others I was there during that apparition on the hill. It was something new, something I couldn't comprehend. Watching visionaries, it was not clear to me how they started at the very same instant their prayer and finished it. How they were looking at in the same direction, and they were speaking, but neither I nor anybody else present there could not see anything else but that landscape I was used to. Surrender me and silence. I was absorbing every detail, every movement, all that silence, the tears on the faces of mothers and women, as well as worries in the eyes of men and elders. For me, as a young boy, it was all so new. Something that couldn't be explained, but yet at the same time so real. And then, out of that silence, all of a sudden, a voice of a visionaries broke. They started to pray, "Glory to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." Then again a silence, and then again at the same time they said "Ode," which means "She's gone." After that, their words, by which they addressed us present there and curious to know what happened and what was said. Sincerely saying, I was frightened at the same time and confused and joyous because of all there happening, because I was aware that something magnificent was happening. And then yesterday, after the evening mass, I read the message that is similar to the messages at the very beginning of the apparitions 37 years ago that Our Lady was giving us. Dear children, this is the day that the Lord has given me to thank Him for each one of you, for those who have converted themselves and accepted my messages and started to walk along the path of conversion and holiness. Rejoice, children, because God is merciful and He loves you all with His boundless love, immense love, and He is guiding you along the path of salvation through my coming here. With these words of hers that we received through the visionary Maria yesterday, that Our Lady through her wants to transmit to the world and to mankind, is the message of encouragement and hope, that what we people and Christians need today. All these events we are part of. Through these words, that what God through Mary wants for each one of us and the whole mankind is clearly said. Together with Mary, to be together with her in union with Him, our Lord. And that, brothers and sisters, is the meaning and the goal of our existence. It may happen that when admiring Mary for achieving completely that goal, we may forget everything she did before and what we are all called to do in order to get there, each one of us in our role, in our place. Our Lady's surrender to God did not start with her assumption, but the path of her surrender to God happened throughout her life, being open to His will, even then when she could not understand why this or why that. But her life, humanly seeing, was nothing easy, was nothing simple. In order not to forget this relation with Mary, as Mary Christians do today, she was not only receiving from God, but was giving herself completely to God in spite of all the difficulties and pain. For many Christians today do not understand Christianity as the gift of giving. For Mary Christians, Christianity means today only receiving, with that logic of merchants that we call upon every time when we are in need. And when we think that it is enough just to call ourselves faithful, but in the same time we are not ready to make any effort to give our contribution, to be a disposal of God for all He wants to do with us and for the sake of the others around us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, our Christianity should be recognizable through what we do and what we say. It should be recognizable from our relation with God, and not from what we say about God. What Christian is that who has no relation with God, who hardly ever or not at all prays, who rarely or never goes to Mass, and perhaps remembers God only when finds oneself in need? Our Christianity, brothers and sisters, should be recognizable from our relation toward those we live with, regardless of who it may be. What Christian is the one who neglects his own duties toward his own family, who is not faithful to a spouse, who neglects and insults own parents, who does not live the way Christian young men and women should live, but often defend themselves where everybody else does the same. What Christian is the one who uses and abuses his employees and does not give them right salary, one who badmouths others, calumniates others, who does not speak with brother or sister, who is not interested into welfare of anybody else but himself. Our Christianity, we are called to, should be visible also through our relation toward ourselves. Saint Paul writes and admonishes us, don't you know, brothers, that you are temple of God and it is Spirit of God that dwells within you? If with your life you are destroying your temple, God will destroy you, because the temple of God is sacred and you are that temple, says Paul in his letter to Corinthians. If, brothers and sisters, we are temple of God and it is the Spirit of God that dwells within us, then what Christian is the one who ruins his life drinking, living out of order, not taking care about his dignity? Christian who neglects his eternal salvation and care for his soul. In our time, we have to ask ourselves, examine ourselves, what is our Christian attitude and relation toward everything. This is the time and place, this is the opportunity that we have and the message given to us here. There is an anecdote that speaks about a professor who, teaching his students, out of habit, by the way, asked them, anybody has any question? Not expecting any question, as usual, because the students want as soon as possible to finish the class and go on. But that day, one student asked, Professor, what is the meaning of our existence and life? Some of the students, already getting to the door, were smiling at his question and went on. Professor was caught by a surprise. For a long while, was looking at that student, wondering whether the question was asked seriously or it was just some kind of a joke. And when he understood the student asked that question seriously, he said, I will answer you. He reached his pocket and got out of it a wallet, and there was a piece of mirror the size of a coin, and started his story. I was a boy during a war, and one day in the street I saw many pieces of a mirror that somebody broke. As I didn't have toys, I took one of these pieces to play with. Soon I understood that I can direct the sun ray toward some corners where otherwise a sun could never reach, deep caves, dark rooms on the northern side of a building. When I grew up, I understood that it was not just a play, but a metaphor of what I could do in my life. Because, me too, I am a part of a mirror that I do not know as whole in its greatness, but with what I have and with what I think I am, I can bring at least little bit of light, truth, understanding and tenderness into the darkness and hidden corners of a human heart, and perhaps change something in a man whose heart is dark. If other people notice that and understand that, perhaps they will try as well to do the same, bring light there where there is none. Professor concludes his answer, that is for me the meaning of life, and because of that I still keep in my pocket that piece of mirror, because with its game, with light showed me the path. Dear brothers and sisters, we know what is the meaning and goal of our existence, and that is to obtain communion with God throughout eternity that Mother Mary achieved. Listening to gospel we have heard today, we know that we cannot get to that goal living the way perhaps we are or we are used to live, because that may not be that path leading us to eternity. The narrow gate we have to walk through is very narrow. Struggle, Jesus says, to walk through narrow gate. In order to be able to pass through this gate, we have to get rid of all the burden we do not need, get rid of all the forms of burden that oppress us, and for that we need to make an effort, we need sacrifice. Without that, it does not function, it cannot function. We cannot continue living without moving ourselves. Without effort, nothing can be achieved, neither here on earth nor on heavenly scale. Through baptism we are born to eternity, and we are called today as well to discover that strength of God's message, which is given here in these messages that Blessed Mother on numerous occasions underlined are important for our Christian path and life. It is the path of prayer, fasting, confession and Eucharist. All that is what moves our life and opens the novelties of Jesus' gospel, living our Christian relation toward God, ourselves and the others, in order to be able someday to finish that what we have started here on earth in our life in communion with Mary and all the saints. This is why Blessed Mother in her last message calls us clearly to live joyfully, surrendering yourself to God in His presence in your life, because this time is time given to us as a gift. It is the time of grace. This time is a time that responds to Lord and His will, because He is the Lord of hosts. Let us take advantage of this moment, because this grace, this gift, this gracious moment may be crucial for our life. Therefore, she is calling us again to be courageous, to be open to God and His grace. Let us not get scared. In Holy Scripture, Saint John calls us, even if our heart judges us, God is greater than our own heart. Let us take care about two realities. Gate into eternal life is narrow, and God's heart is wide open, is what Mary wants to say in her last message. She wants to inspire us to know how to accept what heaven is offering us here and put it in our life practice. Jesus is speaking to us clearly. Each one of us condemns oneself and gives price to oneself. Each one of us opens gate to eternity for oneself. Thee. Let us have ears of heart and soul to hear Our Lady's message and to be encouraged by her word, and together with her let us thank God for this day and for the grace God has granted us. Amen.